At the heart of the Geithner plan is a public-private partnership for buying the bad loans that have crippled U.S. banks and disrupted normal lending. Speaking at a financial conference sponsored by the Wall Street Journal newspaper, Geithner said the government will provide all the money that's necessary to make the program work.
We are, as a critical part of this program, making it clear that we are going to be willing to provide capital to the system.
No one knows how much money might be needed, but during the past 6 months, more than $700 billion has been committed to cleaning up the bad loans in the banking system. The stock market gave a resounding vote of confidence to the Geithner plan as stocks rallied by nearly 7%, their biggest one-day gain since October. Analysts say that if the Geithner plan fails to revive the financial system, there will be no alternative but short-term nationalization of distressed banks. Treasury Secretary Geithner alluded to that possibility, saying the plan attempts to steer a path between doing nothing and having the government take over the banks.
I am very confident that that would leave us in a position where the government is taking risks it does not understand, cannot manage effectively, highly vulnerable to overpaying for those assets, and charged that we're giving a disguised subsidy that's unjustified.
Geithner said it will take several weeks for his plan to be properly evaluated by financial markets. The deep global economic downturn began in August 2007 when defaults in the U.S. home mortgage market caused financial markets to curtail lending. As first the United States and then the world economy slipped into recession, several efforts to unlock credit have failed. In the aftermath of the crisis, Geithner says it will be essential to reform the financial system.
It was too fragile. It was too vulnerable to shocks. It did not adequately put in place a set of checks and balances on risk-taking that had systemic consequences.
Geithner himself is under pressure for allowing large financial bonuses at the American International Group Insurance Company that is now under government control. President Barack Obama strongly defends his Treasury Secretary. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.